It's Holy Thursday. The sacred tree womb begins. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The Roman station for the Mass of the Last Supper is supposed to be at the Bishop of Rome's Cathedral Church, the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. Traditionally on Holy Thursday, the Bishop of Rome celebrates two Masses here, the Chrism Mass and the Mass of the Last Supper. It is moving to see the head of the College of the Apostles, the successor of Peter, and the head of the Basilica, which is the apse, because the nave of the church is flanked with heroic statues of the other apostles, carved between 1705 and 1718. The baldachin over the altar contains relics of Peter and Paul, and a table altar thought to be one used by Peter himself. The annual Chrism Mass, which takes place on Holy Thursday, is when holy oils are blessed. It is very much about the priesthood because priests and bishops are anointed with sacred chrism. Therefore, priests gather together for the Chrism Mass with the bishop. This is from Benedict XVI's sermon for the 2006 Chrism Mass. In the sacramental gesture of the imposition of hands by the bishop, it was the Lord himself who laid his hands upon us. This sacramental sign sums up an entire existential process. Once, like the first disciples, we encountered the Lord and heard his words, "Follow me." Perhaps to start with, we followed him somewhat hesitantly, looking back and wondering if this really was the road for us. And at some point on the journey, we may have had the same experience as Peter after the miraculous catch. In other words, we may have been frightened by its size, by the size of the task, and by the inadequacy of our own poor selves, so that we wanted to turn back. "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Then, however, with great kindness, he took us by the hand. He drew us to himself and said to us, "Do not fear. I am with you. I will not abandon you. Do not leave me." And more than just once, the same thing that happened to Peter may have happened to us. While he was walking on the water toward the Lord, he suddenly realized that the water was not holding him up and he was beginning to sink. And like Peter, we cried, "Lord, save me." Seeing the elements raging on all sides, how could we get through the roaring, foaming waters of the past century, of the past millennium? But then we looked toward him, and he grasped us by the hand and gave us a new specific weight, the lightness that derives from faith and draws us upwards. Then he stretched out to us the hand that sustains and carries us. He supports us. Let us fix our gaze ever anew on him and reach out to him. Let us allow his hand to take ours, and then we will not sink, but will serve the life that is stronger than death and the love that is stronger than hatred. Faith in Jesus, the Son of the living God, is the means through which, time and again, we can take hold of Jesus' hand, and in which he takes our hands and guides us. One of my favorite prayers is the request that the liturgy puts on our lips before communion, "Never let me be separated from you." Let us ask that we never fall away from communion with his body, with Christ himself, that we do not fall away from the Eucharistic mystery. Let us ask that he will never let go of our hands. From yesterday's prayer over the people for Wednesday of Holy Week, this collect is used at Tenebrae during the Triduum. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. Look down, we beseech thee, O Lord, on this thy family, on whose sake our Lord Jesus Christ refused not to yield himself into the hands of the wicked and to suffer the torments of the cross. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo, respice quaesumus Domine super hanc familiam tuam, pro qua Dominus noster Iesus Christus non dubitavit manibus trad innocentium et crucis subire tormentum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.